This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tokyo officials said Saturday newly reported COVID-19 cases in the Olympic host city surged to a record high, 4,058 on Saturday, exceeding 4,000 for the first time and overshadowing the games. Public broadcaster NHK says nationwide cases topped 12,000, the highest ever for Japan, and up 15% on the day, underscoring a rapid rise in infections across the country. The new records come a day after Japan decided to extend and expand states of emergencies to the end of August. Olympic organizers said on Saturday they revoked accreditation of a games-related person or people for leaving the athletes' village for sightseeing, a violation of measures imposed to hold the Olympics safely amid the pandemic. Kyoto News Agency reports it was two male judo silver medalists from Georgia who had their credentials revoked. There was a media report in Japan that the two had been witnessed near Tokyo Tower, a popular tourist destination, on Tuesday night. It's the first time accreditation has been revoked since the start of the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. Without it, a person cannot enter any Olympic facilities. Residents of the athletes' village are not allowed to go out for non-games-related purposes such as sightseeing. Turkish state media reports fire crews tackled blazes for a fourth day as the number of people killed in forest fires sweeping through southern Turkey rose to six on Saturday. The wildfires broke out on Wednesday and have since injured more than 300 and forced the evacuation of villages and hotels. 10 fires are still going and another 88 have been brought under control, according to Turkish fire officials. Investigators are trying to establish if some of the fires were started deliberately. More than 2,600 fires have erupted on average in the last decade, but that figure jumped to 3,400 last year. This is VOA News. Malaysia's embattled prime minister on Saturday postponed a critical parliamentary session set for Monday, citing COVID-19 infections and allowing him to avoid a no-confidence vote amid growing calls for him to resign. Lawmakers have been told the session will be held at a later date after the health ministry deemed parliament a high-risk venue. 11 cases were detected Thursday among staff and others. Malaysia's political crisis has deepened when the king rebuked the government for misleading parliament on the status of ordinance it issued during the coronavirus state of emergency. The opposition, which has filed a motion of no confidence against the prime minister, slammed the postponement as an excuse for him to stay in office. This is not the first time he has suspended parliament in Malaysia due to the virus. It was shut down for several months just after he took office in March 2020, and since January this year after the king approved his plan for an emergency to tackle the pandemic. Four of the world's most prominent health, trade, and financial organizations on Saturday implored COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make doses for poorer countries a priority to combat the, quote, acute and alarming shortage. A joint statement by the heads of the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, and World Bank also said countries which have progressed far and vaccinated against the disease should release doses in favor of less fortunate nations. The leaders said vaccine delivery contracts for poorer nations were being delayed, with less than 5% of purchased doses having been delivered. They're calling on governments to reduce or eliminate barriers to the export of vaccines and all materials involved in producing them, and said there's an urgent need to tackle supply chain bottlenecks. In countries deemed as high income by the World Bank, 98 doses per 100 people have been injected. That figure drops to 2 per 100 in the lowest 29 income countries. The United Nations climate chief said Saturday a group of mostly smaller countries submitted new but more ambitious climate pledges to the UN this week, raising pressure on big emitters, including China, to do the same ahead of a major climate summit in November. She says the United Nations has now received new pledges from 110 countries out of the nearly 200 that signed the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. A total of 15 countries, most of them small and with relatively low CO2 emissions, submitted new pledges this week ahead of the July 30th deadline. They include Sri Lanka, Israel, Malawi, and Barbados, while Malaysia, Nigeria, and Namibia were among the larger countries to submit tougher climate targets this week. With deadly heat waves, flooding, and wildfires around the world, calls are growing for urgent action to cut CO2 emissions heating the planet. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.